folks that's here today, I cannot think of a better subject for us to start off with in this new series called How to Control Your Tongue. I mean, I can't think of a better audience right now. I'm just telling you right now.
Preaching to yourself, too.
You only heard my tongue one time, and you never let me forget it yet.
That was enough.
They say that the average person in their lifetime will have their feelings hurt more with what someone says than if someone hits it. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't take away from physical violence. There are some people who've had to live with that. That's okay. If it's a bill, I can tell them about it. So, here's the point. Oh yeah, maybe at some point in time someone may have gotten physical with you, or maybe you've been hurt physically when you was a kid or teenager or whatever. But more likely, as you live out your lifetime, you're going to be hurt more by somebody's mouth than anything else. Is that right? And I guarantee you, there's nobody here that's innocent. I guarantee you. And it's not a woman issue, or a man issue, or a teenager issue. It's just a human being issue. Because what controls our tongue is our emotions. If I'm angry, some things may come out of my mouth a little different than if I'm not angry. If I'm emotional, if I'm scared, if I'm frustrated, if I'm happy, if I'm in a good mood, these type of things control what comes out of my mouth. Now, what is the real issue that we'll look at in this series is the real problem is once it comes out your mouth, you cannot take it. And when that happens, it can be very hurtful. And then we have to get into this thing called forgiveness. And believe me, everybody here has had to forgive somebody that has hurt you with their mouth. And then there's some people who'll never forgive you because they'll never forget it. Now, before I retired from the government, I had several people under me, quite a few people under me. I had more women under me than I had men. I've told this story several times, but all of them seemed to get along with me, but they couldn't get along with each other. Now, men are different. Men are just getting each other's face, calling you anything under the sun. They even wrestle. The next day, they then forgot it. That's just the way most men are. Women may not get physical, although they can, but I don't care what you say, it could have been 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. They will not forget it. And where we worked at, where they're the government, they all had cubicles, which means everybody could hear everybody. And believe me, there wasn't a day went by that I'd come home and tell Monica, and be in my office. You know what that person over just said? No, I don't know. Well, let me tell you. So, that's all I heard. Finally, it gave me a heart attack, and finally, I retired. Because people hurt people. It's in our nature. If you get under our skin, we're going to come back at you. Now, when I become a Christian, I think that should help that situation. And we're going to look at this. We're going to look at it closely. Because as a Christian, I should be able to control my tongue. Because let me say this to you again. This will be, you'll hear this all the time in this series. Two people control your tongue. One is either Satan or it's the Holy Spirit. One of those two. And I promise you, you know when you say something, you know which one is controlling your tongue. Because Satan loves to put you in a situation to where you use that tongue. And believe me, if there's anything that can rob you of your witness, it is your mouth. What do you think? You looking forward to the series? How to control your tongue. Here we go, Larry. Proverbs. I love Proverbs. You've heard me say this. It is a book of advice. It's a book of wisdom. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Let me put that in everyday language for you. I can either build you up or I can tear you down with my tongue. It's my choice. And the way I do it is the way it's going to come back to me. If I tear you down, you're going to tear me down. If I show you love, you will show me love. Understand how we treat people is how we're going to be treated. And if you're constantly ugly, mean, mouthy, nasty, well, no wonder no one wants to be around you. And no wonder they're going to have an attitude around you. But if you're calm, use some sense, watch your language, watch your body language, treat people the way you want to be treated, treat people with a little bit of sense, a little bit of kindness, most of the time, that's the way you're going to be treated. Now, there's obviously rules to be broken here. There are some people, no matter how good you treat them, they're just nasty people. We all know that. We've all been around them. But I don't answer for their mouth. I answer for what? My mouth. So, death and life, how I live my life, truly depends on my attitude. Right? No matter what I face, what I got to deal with, what I'm dealing with, family, work, finances, health, it's all about attitude. And attitude reflects what comes out of my mouth. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, there, here we go. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. He that guardeth his mouth. Now, his ear is a general term. It can be her as well. He that guardeth their mouth keepeth his life. But he that opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Life here means quality of life. Destruction means life can be miserable. If you live with somebody that is miserable, you're going to be miserable. You work with somebody that's miserable, you're going to be miserable. If you choose to be around miserable people, it will rub up on you. Now, what you need to understand is, as a Christian, yes, life can be tough. It doesn't mean that we don't have problems because we're a Christian person. But we should be able to deal with the problem in a Christian way. Through prayer, Bible study, coming to God's house, everything that we learn from being around God's people, God's house, reading God's word, shall help us with our attitude. He that guardeth, the key word, guard. A lot of times, put alarm systems on our cars, in our house, where we work, banks, hospital, Fort Knox, all these places have alarm systems. Some places have guards. And that is to keep something bad from happening. Make sense? Well, who is the guard over our mouth? God is. The Holy Spirit. Because Satan will try to put you in situations to where you shoot off your mouth. Because either your feelings got hurt, or you got angry, or you're stressed. All can stress ever bring out the mouth. Because it doesn't make any difference. If I'm really stressed, I don't care how nice you are. I don't want a part of it. Because I'm stressed. And a lot of times, it's really funny. When I used to do a lot of counseling, I ran into this all the time. And it was almost comical. People who are stressed think they have the right to be mean. I've earned this right. I am going to be mean today. I don't care what you do. I don't care how good you are. I'm in one of their moods. I am stressed. You can either run away from me. You can get in my face. You can do whatever. But I'm telling you, if we act like we have a right, we've earned the right to be like we have to get out of our system. And here is the real crutch of this thing. Usually the ones that we're the meanest to are the ones that we're supposed to love the most. Huh? Isn't that right? It is. You know why? Because you're there. You come home to them. They're there. You know you take it out on them because they're not going to do anything to you. You take it out on somebody else, they may smack you into next year. You take it out on your boss, you may get fired. You take it out on your family, they may not speak to you for 10, 20 years. When you go in and take it out on your spouse, take it out on your kids, they ain't got nowhere to run. It's amazing. Or your parents. Oh, listen, well, my mother was alive. Let me tell you something. We had some discussions. Because that woman could put me under some stress. And on occasion, she said I could put her under stress. That's that we'd have to get in the middle. And she said, both of y'all are putting me under stress. Yeah. But it seems to be that way, doesn't it? The ones we love the most get the worst of it. The problem with that is, folks, what happens is you take that for granted that you can take it out on them. One of these days you may go home and there may not be nobody there if you keep it up. There may not be no husband there. There may not be no wife there. The kids may go off. I don't know. You got to be careful how you act. Because you don't know how you come across. And you take for granted that you can just chew on somebody and chew on somebody and chew on somebody and they're going to keep taking it. One day they're not going to keep taking it. Because it's no fun. It's no fun. Especially when they walk in. When you walk in or I walk in and we're in a bad mood, we affect the whole house. You know that? We affect the whole atmosphere. I don't care if it's the wife, the husband, the kids, especially when they get to be teenagers. I mean, Monica and I sometimes, we just have a wonderful day. And then here comes our two. Of course, sometimes those two had a wonderful day and then they had to come home and deal with their parents. You know? But that's the way life is. But it still does not give us the right. We need to understand we are responsible for our actions, if that includes our mouth. Because we can destroy people with our mouth. or we can build them up. I promise you, if you've got Christ in you, let's try building up people instead of destroying them. I guarantee you how much happier your life will be. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Paul says, let no corrupt speech proceed out of your mouth, but such as is good for the edifying, as the need may be, that it may give grace to them not here. I can either have corrupt speech or edify, which means to build up. Corrupt means it's not only my mouth. Have you ever noticed that when you're in a bad mood, you seem to get louder? You notice that? Because I want to make sure I'm heard. If I'm in a bad mood and I'm going to say something, by George, I want to make sure the whole community hears me. Or seems like that seems to be my attitude. Okay? Now, to edify means to be thankful, build up, and let them know how much you care. And sometimes that's harder, because sometimes we're not very lovable. And that's tough when you're not lovable. And when you're not lovable, it's hard for somebody to love you. The only way to really be lovable is to show some kindness. Treat others the way you want to be treated, as long as you know how to treat others. Now, you'll be surprised when I say this. I've had people tell me in counseling this. The way that I talk and the way that I put down is all I know. So sometimes I got to dig a little deeper. And you'll be surprised when you get into somebody's past when all they have listened to all their lives is someone to put them down. No wonder they don't know nothing. They've had a father who just absolutely cuss him up, one day or the other. Had a mother that didn't care. Maybe they were the baby of the group and the brothers and sisters picked on them until they just couldn't survive. People have horrible childhoods. And sometimes when they get to be an adult, they don't know any better. Until it's pointed out to them. Well, let me tell you, bad behavior don't have to be taught. Good behavior has to be taught. Now that's psychology 101. Because it's very easy to be mean. It's very easy to be mean. Because you think you have the right. You're the victim. See, that's what makes people mean. I'm the victim here. I'm the one. I had a horrible childhood, had horrible parents, had horrible brothers and sisters. Or maybe I didn't have any parents. Maybe I grew up with foster. I don't know. So I have the right to be like I am. No, you don't. But you think you do. But understand this. When I was a child, I acted as a child. When I become an adult, I need to act like an adult. There are 50 and 60 year old people who act like kids. You understand what I'm saying? You see it in them. I know some 12, 13 year olds that got more sense than 50 year olds. Now, it could be because of their raising, and I understand that. But we got to get over it. We got to work through it. Let Jesus help you. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Pray about it. Look into it. When you've got no friends, you've been married 15 times, you got nobody cares about you, you got nobody to speak to you, well, maybe you need to take some responsibility. Wow. But that's the truth. Sometimes I've got to look in a mirror. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and railing be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, even as God also in Christ gave you. There is no better advice on this planet. Bitterness, anger, and clamor is just a fancy way of being mouthy. Railing is just, you ain't never in a good mood. Put it away. Learn how to do it. Get some counseling. Get some help. It doesn't mean you're a bad person because your past is what it is. Everybody has potential. And I don't care what your past is, Jesus can help you through it. Jesus can help you through it. And I don't care what the situation is. Now don't get me wrong. I had a good childhood. I had good parents. And I've never taken that for granted. And I try not to be judgmental to people who didn't. But there comes a time when I've got to let it go. Because if I don't, you're just going to take it all to the next generation, the next generation, the next generation, the next generation. The problem with people who don't get any help, it's a pattern that somehow or another does not get broken. They had grandparents that beat them. Parents that beat them. They beat. Goes on back from generation to generation to generation. Because that kind of nonsense is passed down until Jesus finally gets in some. And believe me, and I'm going to close with this. In this series, you're going to find out, folks, it is as worse as it's ever been on the planet because this world is bad. The stress level right now in this world is as worst it's ever been. People are unemployed. People can't get a job. People with master's degrees can't find a job. We've got grandparents raising grandkids. We've got parents whose kids can't get out of the house. We've got people who leave home and come back. We've got people in the hospitals and intensive care because they can't take it anymore. Their heart is stressed to the wazoo. They don't have any money. Health care is outrageous. Life stinks if you are outside of the will of God. And I don't care where you're at or what you're doing. And here's the deal, folks. I wish I could tell you it's going to get better, but it's not. But I promise you this, and I mean this with all my heart. If you live for Jesus, you know Jesus, and you do the best you can because Jesus is in you, He will get us through and protect us and love us. And no matter how bad this world gets, He takes care of His people. Is every head bowed and every eyes closed? Father, as we start this series, Father, may it be a series that we truly come to understand how important it is as a Christian person to guard our tongue. And whenever Satan tries to get in there, it's in our attitude, may we see it, get rid of it, bound Satan in the name of Jesus so that we can learn to love and care for each other. Father, if there be one here today that's lost, or maybe someone watching this internet that's lost, you need Jesus and you need Him today. No one is promised tomorrow. No one promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. You need a quiet time at this altar, we invite you to come. May God bless us. Father, we pray and thank you. May your will be done in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stephanie, what's
See, blessed assurance.
Blessed assurance.